Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is your Tuesday Top 3.
Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
With Cody and John on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
The worst you have messed up Valentine's Day. 713-572-4610. Send it into the DWIattorney.com text line. We'll tell you what the top 3 is there at the end as you send your texts in. Johnny, do you have a story?
Well, mine is really just ignorance on my part, being out of the country in February two or three times, and just either forgetting to get it sent or forgetting before I left to leave something. I know once I was in Japan, once I was, I forget where else, Italy, I think, covering the Winter Olympics. Those, they're always in February.
So once every 4 years.
Oh, that was
years.
Today? There was a time change.
Once every 4 years, John forgets.
We're 15 hours ahead. Sorry. No, there's no excuse. You can't blow this one.
Oh, you can't forget. Yeah. You can't forget.
Yours is going to be this year.
No. Mine is not this year. Mine's last year.
Really?
Well, if you remember last year, maybe have said that, you know, I maybe had kind of revealed some plans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the girlfriend was none too pleased about that.
Right.
And then...
Well, you're going to have to be more specific.
Well, okay, all right. I know she's listening. She might get mad if I tell this story, but it's the facts. Anna picked her, so... there were two Valentines last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then had Valentine's Day with the current girlfriend. Never had Valentine's Day with the other girl.
But okay. She thought you were.
Thought I was. And then if you know, you like to put two and two together, took... The day after Valentine's Day, the 15th, is the anniversary of becoming exclusively dating. So,
because you didn't have much options after that.
Two and two together.
No, I'm kidding.
If you kind of understand.
I'm kidding.
No. It's one of those things where it's like she said, okay, you know, if you're going to date multiple people, then you're not dating me. And I said, okay, well, I only want to date you.
How about I date you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the day after Valentine's Day.
And she said, yes.
Yes, she did. She did. So there will be none of those shenanigans this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just a celebration, and we'll probably go to a different sushi restaurant than we did last year because I don't want to bring up any memories of last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're already there.
Well, they're probably paying for those.
So the worst way you screwed up.
Jonesy, I know you've messed one of these up, right?
It's kind of minor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she listens, so
she'll
remind me.
No,
it was just that I made dinner for her two Valentine's days in a row, years in a row.
Oh, the same.
I mean, that's not that
did
big
you make
of a
the
deal.
Same thing?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what? First year was Hot Pockets, and what was the
I
next
think,
year?
I think she expected something else.
She spent you.
But in the end, it wasn't. The intention was there.
But okay, what you made is important, because if you went like...
Oh, no, I cooked. Mm-hmm. I cooked.
If you went from meatloaf to steak, year one to year two, that's an appropriate elevation.
Right.
If you went meatloaf cheeseburgers, like, okay, we probably could have dug a little bit deeper into our Food Network search and what we were typing.
Look, I learned from my mistakes.
So now you're going to
Well, we took care of our Valentine's on Saturday, so... I took her out to a nice restaurant.
Oh, did you?
And she had a very good time.
I know you know this.
You old dog, you. She had a very good time.
I know you know this, but in case you don't, you still got to do something tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You still got to do something tomorrow.
My recommendation, because you did the big...
I got her the gifts and everything on Saturday.
You did the big adult thing on Saturday. Go get one of like the little like tiny... like. Kid Valentine's, like Beauty and the Beast Valentine.
Or the little hearts.
And write a little note
the
on it.
The little sweet tart hearts.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, too.
Yeah.
All right, the worst you've messed up Valentine's Day, 713-572-4610, DWIattorney.com text line.
I asked my wife to marry me. Well.
Yeah, come on, now. Wife said she didn't want to do gifts or anything for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so
that
I
means she absolutely wants a gift.
So I didn't get her anything. I regretted that for weeks.
Yep. Put my ex's name on the girlfriend's present.
Oh.
Yikes.
Took the wife to a romantic restaurant where she saw a big roach while we were there.
Yikes.
Let's see. Gilbert said that he called his girlfriend of the time a different name.
Mm.
I'm guessing that that was during
the thing.
Splitty said that on his first Valentine's Day with his wife, put rose petals around the bathtub and on the new white comforter.
Oh, no.
The comforter was then stained by the rose petals and did not survive.
Got my girl pizza rolls for Valentine's Day.
And she didn't like that?
Well,
that's how you knew she wasn't the one. I'll let you know on Thursday.
Oh, this is a good one. Girlfriend, who is now my wife, had plans to go on a double date. I guess that can be fun. Booked reservations to go ice skating and dinner. Got to my friend's house, and 5 minutes before we left, the police knocked on the door and issued my friend an arrest warrant on Valentine's Day. Guy's date finally arrived, and we had to tell her he got arrested. Ended up going to
watch Definitely Maybe.
Oh, and had McDonald's for dinner.
That's not a bad turnout, but certainly not romantic.
Not for him, it wasn't.
Romantic
the boyfriend
dinner and ice skating.
Would beg to differ. He was in the big house.
Top Valentine's Day screw-ups. My ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Louis near hobby. Louis. Three ex-wives? Man, what's the alimony look like on that? Flowers, dinner, and couples massage.
Cooked my wife's steak well done instead of medium rare. Well, your wife's a little picky.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be some effort that counts on some of that.
Yes.
Don't celebrate it. Never have, and wife is cool with it. Set the expectation up front. Really?
Yeah.
Somebody says that a lot of people celebrated Valentine's Day over the weekend because tomorrow is also Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, today's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. See, that was another reason for us celebrating it earlier.
Mm. Today's Fat Tuesday. Did you get your king cake?
Those are not that good.
There's a place in Port Arthur. I generally agree with you. Some people who listen to us down there are going to know this place. It's called Rayo's Bakery. R-A-O. Their king cakes are ridiculous. They're so good. And they have different flavors. They have like cinnamon king cake and regular king cake and apple king cake. And it's really, really good.
Huh. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I'm not a king cake guy. And I don't turn down much cake. All right? Your worst Valentine's Day mess up, 713-572-4610 on the DWIattorney.com text line. Cassidy says, first Valentine's with his now wife. Sent a good morning, sweetheart text to his boss.
Oh.
Had the same name as his girlfriend. Work was weird for a while. That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
1 month till, not reading that. All right. Jonesy, you think you got enough for a top three here?
I think I do.
All right, fire away.
That's three.
Number three is going to be the arrested.
Yeah.
Because it was not technically him.
Yeah, but
it was
awkward.
Still a bad. Yeah.
It was her idea for the double dates. It's kind of her fault.
Makes for interesting.
Tell her I said that.
Makes for interesting dinner conversation. So what did he do?
Yeah.
How long has he been on the lam?
What's number two, Jonesy?
Number two is going to be a combo of the ex's name on the present and calling the girlfriend a different name.
Yeah.
That's a combo.
Yeah, kind of the same neighborhood.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The one is, it's painful. Is the rose on the comforter. That's painful. Because then,
and you know she picked out that comforter.
Oh, and she put a million pillows. All right, ladies, I got a question for you.
Oh, go for it, John. Go for it.
I got your back on this one, Johnny.
For our lady listeners.
That'll do it for top three. Splitty, you won the top three. Congrats.
Why? Why do you put 17 pillows on the bed? Pillows go halfway down our bed.
Preach, brother.
And it's good that she makes the bed every day, right? We make the bed
every
day. Well,
we don't always do that.
She does. And pillows everywhere. What, when I get in bed, the first thing I do is get both my arms, just sweep them across the bed and get all the pillows off.
And half of them aren't comfortable. You can't sleep on them.
No.
They're useless.
It's like throw pillows.
You want better decorative pillows? Get better pillowcases.
And it's every woman, right? What is the infatuation with a million pillows on your bed?
If you own a pillow and it's not comfortable when you put your head on it, it's not a pillow. It's your couch or your bed's powdered wig.
I what would be the equivalent that guys do that women just don't get? Like, and I'm not talking about like a hobby like fishing or whatever. I don't get that. Like something at the house that we do. Because every woman I've ever heard of or met or whatever, been to their house, have a million pillows on their beds.
And they say it's decorative, but whoever sees the bedroom?
Who goes in there?
I wonder if the female equivalent for that is, you know what, we may need a second to think about this. Let's ask Sean Pendergast too, because I bet he's got an answer for this as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.